frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
Faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Into a spigot.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Spigot.
Let's see, when you buy a few cans of food at the grocery store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
A bag, paper bag.
What do you call a very large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? The person might get 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes in.
I call it, in this section, so we can call a sack of feed. Or a bag of feed. So many people now say a bag of feed.
Okay. Well, would you have any particular name for this kind of sack or bag to mean what it's made out of? Like a burlap bag or a croaker bag or a tote sack or something like that?
It's been known as a tote sack, yeah.
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? You hold it up to your mouth and blow on it. And what about another musical instrument that's shaped like this and you hold it against your teeth and pick it?
Well, that's the jew's harp. That was the French harp.
Okay.
Yeah.
The second one's the jew's harp.
That's right. The first French harp. French harp.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other?
Jump board.
Okay.
Seesaw. You know, we used to call it a seesaw.
Uh-huh. Well, now, is there a difference between a seesaw and a jump board?
Well, I guess so. A seesaw is where it's equally balanced, isn't it? And you go up and down.
Uh-huh.
And a jump board is where you have it fixed where you go. I don't know, though. They jump on those, too.
Mm-hmm. But a jump board would have two supports, usually. Or would it?
I believe the seesaw and the jump board
would be about
the same thing because
okay.
It would either seesaw on or jump.
Okay. Made from cutting a tree off and then putting a plank on it and a pin in the plank and it goes around.
We called the merry-go-round at school. Well, we got one. I mean, we got a one we bought at school. But
well,
I,
did you ever play on one of those homemade ones before your child?
No, I never did see a homemade one.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know. That's pretty common in South Georgia, but yes. I don't know whether it was up here or not. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Flat stone.
Okay. Let's see now. Would you help me draw some different kinds of board fences, well, of wood fences that are used in this area, boards or rails or, you know, what have you?
I'm not.
Neither am I, so I'm going to let you. Well, just any kind,
fence.
Yeah, and any other kind of wooden fences that people use or used to use around Hiawassee.
They have just the regular. Is it a
rail
fence? Is they don't have so many of them now, but they used to have
uh-huh.
a lot. But people have a few now, just for the sake of having
mm-hmm.
them. You know.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that zigzag?
Uh-huh.
Well, will you?
I don't know whether I something I never did try to draw. I know how they're made.
Well, now, are there different kinds of rail fences, or are they all pretty much the same?
Well, they're about the same. Rail fences are.
Mm-hmm.
They're just about the same. You've seen a rail fence, haven't
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm. And
that's something like it.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the other?